Next is a progress note for Anna Dean Albert. The last name is Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T. Anna Dean is O-N-A-D-E-A-N. The place is a private apartment in Roxbury Court, period. Date was May the 4th, 2022. Period. New paragraph, Mrs. Powell. This is Albert. The scene regarding diabetes as well as COPD and coronary artery disease and history of seizures, period. She also is requesting an assessment for power chair.
What? I don't know. Why do you ask?
What? I'm in the middle of a dictation. What are you saying?
Where's your moon?
I don't know.
Well, we're supposed to have an eclipse
today. Well, what? What's it supposed to show?
Blood red.
Oh, really? Okay. No?
It might be cloudy, though.
I don't see them.
No, I think they've clouded over, and their trees block it. I got to finish this because I'm in the middle of it.
New paragraph. Mrs. Albert has had several falls lately, period. She does walk a bit with a walker, but she falls even with that, period. The last two times she fell, she broke her nose, period. One of her big problems is that she gets short of breath even wouldn't go in her room, period. Her left leg is weak on the right, period. She had four TIAs and a small stroke, period. She would benefit with her activities of daily living using a power chair, period. It would enable her to go outside and also to go to the dining room, period. It would even enable her to go shopping, period. She has diabetes mellitus, which has been relatively stable, period. She has hypertension, which is borderline at the present time, period. There's no headache or chest pain, period. She has COPD, and that limits her distance where she can ambulate, period. It's baseline, period. She's known to have coronary artery disease and gets occasional chest pain and needs nitroglycerin about every 2 weeks or so. This does help her, period. She has a seizure disorder, but no recent seizures, period. She uses CPAP for sleep apnea, period. Review system is positive for headache, period. She has occasional chest pain and she gets back pain, period. New paragraph. Passive is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2, chronic tension headaches, hypertension, COPD, neuropathy, coronary artery disease, seizure disorder, left carotid stenosis, major depression, asthma, stroke. New paragraph, family. She father died at 72 and he had diabetes, emphysema, and heart failure, period. Her mother died at 67 of brain aneurysm. She has siblings that had COPD, hypertension, and diabetes. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse 90 with strike rate. 4802 is at 96%. Had an act, pupils that can react to the light. I was in common time with normal extractions and movements are intact. Oral mucosa is normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck supple, no nodes. Lungs, diminished breath sounds, no wheezes or crackles. Cardiovascular, normal soreness 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen, soft and non-tender. CNS, cranialness, grossly normal. Left lower extremity strength is 4 to 5, period. Sensation grossly intact. No inflammation or effusion of any joints. No cyanosis. She's oriented, times 3. New paragraph, a foot exam was done. Okay, this is normal except for some hyperesthesias of the feet, period. Sensation is intact. Motor is slightly weaker on the left, but not by much. And she can move her foot and dorsiflex and flex it adequately, period. Sensation intact. Fetal pulse is palpable. Mild edema. Just say trace edema. In the paragraph, assessment of plans. 1. Mrs. Albert has falls, debility, COPD, severely decreased exercise tolerance, and would benefit from a power chair, period. It would help mobility ADLs such as mobilizing to cook food, mobilizing to go to the bathroom, and also help her quality of life, period. For COPD, at this point, she's not in inhalers, period. She has hypertension. I will continue to Enalapril 5 milligrams daily, plus Carvedilol 25 milligrams BID, plus I'll leave it at that. She has diabetes, and I'll continue, oh, plus Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Then she has diabetes, and I'll continue Basaglar 5 units in the morning, 50 units at bedtime, plus Novolog Flexpen 15 units TID. Period. New paragraph, she has history of seizures, which is stable without any specific, stable with Topamax 50 milligrams daily, period. New paragraph, for depression is stable with Zoloft 150 milligrams daily, period. She has neuropathy and alkaline gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, period. I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.